This is Nature Notes, a Maine Naturalist afield. I'm Glenn Muddlehauser, an ecologist and naturalist with Maine Natural History Observatory. I talked with Jordan and Amanda recently on an island off the Maine coast to talk about their field work with Maine seaweeds.
My name is Jordan, and I'm an ecologist at Maine Natural History Observatory and a seaweed enthusiast. And I live in Bar Harbor on Mount Desert Island.
My name is Amanda. I'm a research scientist at the Canadian Museum of Nature. I live in Ottawa, Ontario, in Canada, but I'm originally from New Brunswick, so I've always loved the East Coast, and I love seaweed.
I did not grow up on the coast of Maine, and the ocean was brand new to me at age 18, and at that time, I was pretty focused on botany. I loved plants. And here suddenly is this entire new flora that's very, very different from plants, but some of the identification challenges overlap. And I had a really fun time comparing plants to algae in that algae have to overcome so many more challenges than vascular plants do. And looking at seaweed, you know, I have a bit of an artistic side and I was really drawn to how beautiful they are. And I love pressing seaweed, but I have this personal rule that I don't want to make art with things if I don't know what they are. And so I needed to put a name to these seaweeds that I was trying to identify, and I got really frustrated with the lack of accessible resources for seaweed identification. But rather than giving up, I just got way more determined and have spent the last 12 years or so learning about seaweed identification. And it's one of those things that the more you learn, the more you realize that you don't know. And it's still a frontier. Like, there's still new things that we're learning, new species that are being described. And so it feels really exciting. And like, you're part of, you know, a group of scientists that are making new and relevant discoveries that are important, especially in light of climate change, that we understand these things. And so I guess it kind of snowballed from like, oh, wow, like, here's this community that I've never gotten to see before because I didn't grow up here, to this is really beautiful and attractive, to this rabbit hole of like, I want to identify all this stuff.
Yeah, I think that makes sense. There's a real challenge. And, you know, if you, like you said, as someone, you were like, oh, I wonder what this is. And then you suddenly realize there's no books, you know, there's no accessible books. There's
hardly any taxonomists around these days. I feel really lucky to come across Amanda. Like, I probably would have given up by now if I didn't get to collaborate with her. And now, like, through Amanda, realizing that there's just this really cool community of people who are trying to understand and algae better, and it's not anything you're ever going to be able to master, and in some ways that's overwhelming, but in other ways that's really exciting and keeps it interesting.
Yeah, I think it's really interesting because it's such a kind of field that's really active with people figuring things out. And yeah, I was trained in taxonomy at UNB, and I really got into it because I just loved the ocean. And I, growing up in New Brunswick, we would always go to the ocean for every vacation. And I loved like playing in tide pools and that kind of thing. But it wasn't until I took a class at UNB on seaweed, and I had like, kind of like you said, I was really into botany, but I was really also loved the ocean. And then all of a sudden it was like, wow, I can do this together. And the knowledge that it was, you know, something that was really in need of study. Like, if you think about ocean conservation, well, we don't really know what species of seaweed we have. So how can we conserve them if we don't know what they are? So that felt like a good, you know, goal of kind of better understanding. And there's a real lack of taxonomists in every field, you know, including seaweed, seaweed biology. And so the idea to sort of work on something kind of that nobody else was working on, you know, I also love the intertidal zone. I love how dynamic it is. I love the challenge of having to go out at low tide. And I also love scuba diving. I think I'm so lucky that I scuba dive for work. You know, I get to go to different places around the world and scuba dive and collect seaweed. And that feels like a dream come true. Overall, the ocean just needs more science.
Why not love seaweed, right?
Yeah.
There's a million reasons to love
seaweed. And
it's
seaweed. Beautiful. Exactly. Like you said, it's so, so beautiful.
I could stare into a tide pool all day.
I know. Like,
and seaweeds just don't follow rules, right? Like, everything that you think you know as a botanist, It's like, throw that out the window because seaweeds do whatever they want.
Yeah.
And it's frustrating, but it's also very endearing.
Yeah. I think teaching a seaweed class is one of the few places where like a student would come to me and be like, oh, is this a seaweed or an animal? And it's like, well, we have to look under the microscope. I mean, you can tell once you get an eye for it, but it's like, really, there's kind of funny situations where you're like, actually, that's an animal.
That was Nature Notes, a Maine Naturalist Afield from the Maine Natural History Observatory. This program was produced by Glenn Middlehauser. The theme music is Keeper of the Light by Hallie Pottle Parker, performed by Hallie Pottle Parker and Kate Pottle. For more information, you can go to mainenaturalhistory.org. You can find more episodes of Nature Notes on the WERU archive or wherever you get podcasts.